Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, 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 New Orleans. This is not who you think it is. It's definitely not Tom. I am Scott Craig. Chef Scott Craig from Katie's Francesca Bienvenue filling in for the legend of food today. He is on vacation and I'm sure eating somewhere. So we know that when he gets back, we will get a full schedule of his dining experiences wherever he is in this world. That I can't tell you. I don't want to tell any secrets, you know what I mean? Of course, I don't know most of it, but, you know. But it's good to be here. I love filling in for Tom because I love talking about food. I also love talking about sports, and it was a great weekend, well, a great Saturday and a rough Sunday for us New Orleanians. The LSU Tigers pulled off a major win by slaying the Dragon of Alabama and Coach Nick Saban. My Privateers lost Saturday night in basketball. And then the Saints laid an egg yesterday. But I had a good time yesterday. I did my weekly, Saints home game tailgate. I do this very, very large tailgate with Bullseye Event Group. They do the Saints VIP tailgate gate, and they've asked me to do the food for them. And I do a menu with celebrity chef, and he's a great chef too, Aaron May from the Food Network. He and I discuss the week before each home game what we're going to do. And he either comes to New Orleans to be with me, or he goes to Indianapolis or Detroit where they do other tailgates. And we do a fabulous... It's a huge menu of, you know, we do like five tables and of food, and it's buffet style, and we do pass some food. But, you know, like yesterday we passed sliders. We had a brunch buffet because it was in the morning. You know, we had an egg station where you could get eggs to order. We had scrambled eggs. We had waffles. We had a carving station with ham and our famous macaroni and cheese, which was absolutely delicious. And then we have a charcuterie table full of everything you could possibly think of. Italian meats, cheeses, vegetables, fruit, you name it. We had it there. And then we had our gumbo station where we had gumbo. And we had our crawfish and corn bisque, along with shrimp and grits. It was a lot of fun. About 350 people showed up. It was a good time, and that's a small crowd. That's the morning games. The night games draw about 700 people, and that's on the fifth floor of Benson Tower. You can get tickets at Bullseye Event Group, Saints VIP tailgate for every home game. It's 3 hours before every home game, and that comes with an open bar, premium bar, that is. Great bartenders, wonderful people. We have a sports memorabilia auction. It's a lot of fun. It's something I think this city has always needed, and that's why I really jumped on board with these guys, was because, yeah, we don't really have a tailgate scene here for Saints games. You know, I mean, people hang outside the dome, and then, you know, they have a little parking spot or something, and they do some things, but nothing like this. And I think it's fantastic. Because, you know, I've been to many, many stadiums. I could count the football stadiums I've been to, but I've been to 23 baseball stadiums, so I know a little bit about sports and food. And tailgating is a big part of, especially, you know, football games, college football games, NFL football games. And you go to towns like Kansas City and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. I mean, the tailgating scene is unbelievable. Great food. None of them rival LSU on a game day Saturday. But it's just something the Saints games have never really had. And so this is a great deal. It's $85, you know, for an open premium bar, all kind of food. And, you know, it's just, and then some privacy. It overlooks Champion Square, which is really cool. You can listen to the band that's on Champion Square, and it's a good time. My restaurants are doing really, really well. Katie's is just running along greatly, and, you know, I've just got a great team. I've got a great team at all three restaurants. Very, very fortunate. It enables me to be able to do things like this, you know, to get away and promote and fill in for Tom, which is always such an honor, man. I mean, guys, I know some of you have some great Tom Fitzmaurice stories out there, because we've been listening to Tom now for almost 40 years. I think he started in 81. I think he started the food critic scene, because he is the utmost food critic in the city of New Orleans. We have some good ones. But with Tom, you get complete honesty. And you know, and the other thing he doesn't do is, if he doesn't really like a restaurant, he doesn't trash the restaurant, which is really good. You know, he's not going to go out and say, oh, this place was terrible, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, but if he really likes a place, he gets behind it. And fortunately, Tom has liked Katie's for years. And I've been very, very proud of that. You know, and the first thing I did when I reopened Katie's was, you know, to call Tom and to make sure that, you know, he knew that we were reopening, so he could come out and he could do a review on the restaurant. Because, you know, a lot of you guys out there, you go to restaurants when they first open and you want to jump right in because you've been looking forward to that restaurant for so long. And you're excited about going there, and you go in the first couple of weeks, and it's not going to be perfect. In 90% of the situations, a restaurant is just not where it's going to be in 6 months that day. So when you do that, and then try to take it easy on social media when you go to a restaurant for the first time when they just reopened, or they just opened, try to take it easy on them a little bit, because they're still trying to find their niche. And, you know, and that's what Tom does. He won't do a review on a restaurant for 6 months. And if you haven't gotten it together in 6 months, you're probably not going to get it together. But with Tom, I mean, you know, that's just highly professional of him. And, you know, it's the way it should be. I mean, you know, it's very, very difficult to open a restaurant, to run a restaurant, to get the right team in place. You know, the most important part, you know, everybody gives the chefs, you know, oh, man, you do such a great job with that restaurant. I hear it all the time. And the first thing I say is, it's my team, man. I mean, all I do now is communicate with them. And, you know, I like Chef Joey Trippi at Katie's, he's my sous chef. And we communicate every Monday about what the specials of the week are going to be. And then he takes care of it, and he does a phenomenal job. And it's the same thing with Chef Scott Lindsay, nicknamed Chef Knuckles. I still don't know why we call him Knuckles, but that's his nickname. And you know, we just talk about what we're going to do for the week, and then he executes it. And then that's what you need, you know. Do we have a caller already? I think we have a caller. Hello, this is Chef Scott Craig filling in for the food legend himself, Tom Fitzmaurice, who is speaking.
Hey, Scott, it's Gregory.
Hey, man, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm fine. I had such a great week. Thursday, I went to Francesca, had a wonderful lunch. Friday, of course, was a lot of fun. But then on Saturday, the big LSU, well, Friday, I went to the Boudin Bourbon and Beer at Champion Square.
Did I see you there? Because I was there, too. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, yes. Actually, I tried to get your attention. You know, it was kind of chilly, but I always loved that event. I think it's one of the best things. You know, I was hanging out with Don Link, and I was an Emerald in the old, you know, in that little lounge over there for a little while.
But two of the best chefs in New Orleans, for sure.
Well, I think he does a lot of great stuff.
And, he does.
All the great chefs were there. Frank Bryson, come on. Torrey McPhail was out there.
And it was pretty cool.
And they all put it out. And it was incredible. Boudin Bourbon and Beer has got to be one of the best things the city does. And I love that event in that space.
Yeah, Emerald, then, he raises a lot of money, man. He's...
Certainly does.
He's just
$3 million now.
He's a great ambassador for the city of New Orleans.
Yeah. It was nice to see Aaron Sanchez. I got to speak a few words with him. Of course, Donald Link. I mean, just a great beast of a man. And that pig was good. I'm telling you. That pig was just good. Anyway, Thursday at Francesca was delicious lunch. So Friday was Boudin Bourbon and Beer. On Saturday, we had a bunch of friends at my house, about 10 or 12 people at my house for a barbecue for the LSU game.
Wow.
And Sunday, I was at Benson. I was up
at
in the
Benson
club.
Benson Tower, yeah, I appreciated you coming, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering whether I saw you there or I saw you. my weekends run together.
I think both places.
I think so, too.
I think what you guys are doing over there is just terrific. Unfortunately, the Saints didn't pull it out. But,
yeah, what a disappointment, you know, man. They laid an egg.
You know what? This is going to happen, especially with a team like that that we hate so much. It always happens. I mean, in my 57 years, and I've been knowing the Saints for like 50 years, I suppose, it always happens. That team, they did something like but what, anyway.
It's okay. The Saints are going to be fine.
Yeah, the Saints are going to be fine.
I'm not worried about the Saints.
Yeah, I'm certainly not worried. I'm certainly not worried about LSU too. I mean, really did give a cushion to the outcome of the Saints game. I can't believe how good LSU is. Anyway, I can't tell you how good Francesca is. It's just wonderful.
Thank you.
People over there are wonderful. Everybody loves Katie's, but Francesca, I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you opened that storefront because that had a lot of memories for me growing up in that neighborhood.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's my favorite of all the restaurants. I appreciate you saying that so much, Gregory, and being such following me. Coming to the tailgate, and Francesca and Katie's, that means so much to me. You guys are what makes it happen, you know?
Well, you know what? The people of New Orleans really love you and your family. And
thanks,
I mean,
brother. I love them back.
You really know how to do it, man. You really know how to do it. And thanks to Tom and Marianne for letting knuckleheads like you take over that show every once in a while. Huh?
What an honor, huh? I mean, they call me whenever they go out of town. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. It's great. And then I get great guys like you calling in.
They about getting on the show, and then they're like, oh, they want to have me on at Thanksgiving time to bring wines over. Okay, I can do that, but anyway.
Well, shoot, the next time, do you have my card? I gave you my card, huh?
Yeah.
The next time, send me your number, man, and I'll have you come on as a guest with me. I'll have you come on.
We could have a lot of fun. Hey, we could make Chef Duke look like a preschooler.
My Dukester, man. You know he's one of my best friends, man. Duke and I are very, very close. His new place, Dabs.
High school, Bromart, everything.
Have you been to Dabs?
We go back a long way. Oh, man.
Have you been to Dabs yet?
I haven't been to Dabs yet.
It's outstanding. I've been there three times. It's outstanding.
Come on now.
He's got unbelievable salads. He's got his pasta bolognese, which is one of my favorite things in the world. And
I love that.
It's the same one.
And I hope if he can get oysters, I hope he has oysters.
It's been tough, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, man, that's weird, huh?
We were just going to do char-grilled oysters. We were going to discontinue fried oysters and oyster
poor boys.
That's
what Tommy did over at Drago's. Yeah,
I know. I talked to him about it because he and I are close too. I talked to him about it, and we're sucking it up for right now. Really, really expensive. It's almost like a delicacy.
I know. It's great.
But, you know, we're not doing oyster stuffing for Thanksgiving. We're not doing that at Francesca either. I mean, you know, we have some oysters at Francesca for a poor boy, but we're really taking a hit on that. I mean, I'm not going to charge $20 for a poor boy. It's not happening, man.
No. Yeah, it's a little steep. Anyway, what you guys do? I was so glad I got to at least touch your shoulder the other night and Sunday. Listen, we all love you guys and what you do. All you chefs, man, especially you guys. Your family.
Thank you, Gregory. You let me know if you ever need anything, man.
Hey,
thanks, man.
We got to do this radio show together one night.
I'd love to. That'd be cool.
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right, babe. Bye.
We're going to a little break. It's time. We'll be back shortly, but the call in 260-6368. This is Chef Scott Craig filling in for the legend Tom Fitzmaurice on WWL HD2. We're rocking it out a little bit today. This is Chef Scotty Craig filling in for Tom. Changing up the music just a little bit. He'd probably kill me if he heard it, but you know. Whatever. He's never complained before. So, it is Veterans Day, guys. I hope I put up my flag this morning. I'm going to leave it up instead of my normal St. Louis Cardinals flag. But today is the day to remember our veterans, including my father, David Craig Sr., who passed away May 29th, 2003. But he fought in World War II, and he landed on Omaha Beach, D-Day plus 22 days. So that would have been June 28th. Sorry, I have a history degree. I know all my dates in history, and especially World War II, World War I, Civil War, stuff like that, American history. And he liberated, and all of you wine connoisseurs out there, his infantry, the 79th Infantry, liberated the town of Epernay, France, which is the home of Dom Perignon. And I have a really cool story with that. Liberated the town, and when he got through there, oh, there's my friend, one of the finest young new chefs in the city of New Orleans, Chef Connor Mullins of Yaya out in Harahan. And we'll get to that in a minute, but let me finish the story about my dad. So they liberated the town of Epernay, and 28 days after that, he was in the town of Lunéville, France, and they were walking behind a chateau, and there were 12 in his group, and six went one way, six went the other way. A German 88 came over, blew up in an oak tree, killed six, wounded six, and my dad was one of the lucky ones that got shot in the butt. So he always joke about getting shot in the, I guess I could say ASS on the radio. Oh, yeah. So he got shot in the ass. But he used to joke about it. And anyway, he passed away in 2003, and I have to tell you, man, he's my best friend, great dude. All the veterans, and I don't know about you, Connor. Do you have any veterans in your family?
Yeah, actually, I do. My great grandfather was actually a Marine.
You're good.
And actually, I have my cousin is actually still in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And he travels
Connor's trying to get situated here. We're good.
He's actually going back to school right now. He's in DC. Going back to school. But yeah, man.
They give up a lot, man.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, they travel constantly.
A lot of them make up the ultimate sacrifice, and it's for guys like you and me to open restaurants and do what we love.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, they fight for us. And there's a lot of love for the veterans out there. If any of you guys are out there listening, call in. Let's talk about some food, because we like food. We do have a caller, and that's Michael. Michael, what's up, man?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm fantastic, brother. What's going on? Oh, I know who this is. This is Mike Osterfeld.
Yeah,
how you
me.
Doing, dude?
Yes, sir.
Now, this man knows his food.
Though I may have dined in a place or two.
Yes, you've dined in a place or two. Mike has a food blog, a very great food blog. He is also the finest social media person in the city. He does our social media out at Bienvenue, and Mike knows his food. Mike and I have been doing a, we've been doing some, our own show, actually, which we will finally get someone to pick up one day when we finish it, buddy, right?
One day soon, yes, sir.
We'll talk about it?
Yes, well, you want to talk about the show?
Yeah, talk about whatever you want to talk about. What'd you call it? Talk about food?
Well, I called to talk about food. I called to talk about the show. So, well, actually, I was looking at some of the clips from the show earlier this week, and I was going back through the stuff that we shot that, it's going to get loud for a minute, sorry. So we shot over at the bakery, and it was reminding me how much I enjoyed
Chendus, that bread. That's Chendus's bakery, guys.
Okay.
That's the one. That's the one. And I also wanted to talk about where to eat for Thanksgiving, because I know, and I just tuned in a couple minutes before I called, since you covered this, I apologize, but where are people eating out for Thanksgiving? Because I know people aren't cooking anymore.
Well, yeah, I know, and that's why we have decided to open Katie's for Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of places are booked, and people are calling me and saying, man, you're open for Thanksgiving? And we've never done it. So, yes, Katie's, we are taking reservations now for Thanksgiving, and they're happening fast. You're not open for Thanksgiving.
No.
I'm with Chef Connor Mullins of Yaya out in Harahan, and I got to tell you, I've been eating there every Tuesday. And tomorrow he's going to make me something with no carbs because I am trying desperately.
He says that.
To get no, I'm going to do it, man. Started today. I got to do it, dude. Got
to
do it.
I'll hold him to it.
But yeah, Mike, we're going to open at Katie's, and I hope people are out there listening. Just email me at Scott, S-C-O-T, 1-T, at katiesinmidcity.com, and I'll get you down, you know?
That sounds excellent. You know, if I were going to be in town...
Yeah, you going to Chicago?
Yeah, I'm going to go home. Yeah. You know, my family's probably one of the few left that actually stay home and cook, and we don't go shopping at midnight.
Yeah, my beautiful bride's family, Stephanie, my other family, the family up in St. Louis, mom cooks every Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving, she hasn't been feeling really well, so she's asked me to come up there and cook. And let me tell you something. For my mother-in-law to ask me to be in her kitchen is like quite the honor. First of all, she's an amazing, amazing cook. I use her meatball recipe, her red gravy recipe, her dough recipe for my pizzas and stuff at the restaurants. And we will be eating at her house for Thanksgiving in St. Louis, Missouri, home of great Italian meats, great Italian sausage, Provolone cheese, and Pappy's barbecue. So,
well, that sounds great. Because, you know, you need that cold weather in the holiday season. You need that cold air.
Oh, I know, man. I know. It's like I detest the holidays when it's 80. You know, I'm one of those cold weather guys.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I love cold weather.
Oh, without a doubt.
I absolutely love cold weather for the holidays. I love cold weather, period. Now, the kind of cold weather you're talking about, Mike, up there, I've been in Chicago. I was up there for a Saints game 25 years ago or more, 1991. It was 2 degrees. And they were bombing us with snowballs with the batteries in them. And we left at halftime because it was just miserable, man. And I can't imagine waking up every day with 10 feet of snow at your front door and you have to dig yourself out of your house. I mean, no, I'm not doing that. No.
We used to have season tickets to the Notre Dame game. And that's, I think, what, an hour?
Where
away?
Are you from?
I'm from here, but my great-grandfather is from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And Lamont, yeah. Lamont's Bakery.
So, oh, wow, yeah, absolutely, yeah,
so
for sure,
we,
yeah. You know that one, Mike?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
We we had season tickets to the Notre Dame game, so we would drive as kids. My dad used to have season tickets. We would drive to South Bend, and then we'd go to Chicago. We'd make a whole weekend out of it. And trust me, I know about some cold weather.
But I have had the fortune of going to a Notre Dame game.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Huge fans.
It's a great experience, but the tailgating's still not close to LSU.
Oh, without a... No.
Not close. They talk about their tailgating up there and the food and all of the... And I'm like, dude, seriously? I mean, seriously?
So my dad used to drive out there. He would send shrimp frozen in dry ice and then go cook in, like, the tailgate tents.
Oh, it's freezing, man.
He would boil crawfish. He'd boil shrimp. Wow. And it would just be, I mean, he's cooked for, you know, Muhammad Ali, you know, doing all the Southern.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad's special.
Yeah, he is.
I have met Connor's dad, and I've known his dad, actually, for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we have Connor and I are becoming very, very good friends. We have restaurants down the street from one another, and, you know, we've gotten to know each other really well, and it's been really cool. And his dad, he's like a man of all trades.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he can cook, you know, and he's helping you in the restaurant. You know, I know that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Well, Mike, as we continue to talk, where have you eaten recently?
Oh, geez. Well, so last night we went to Sofia. Mm. And
good place.
Some of their pizza. Yeah, it was there. Chef Duke was there.
Was he? Where was he?
Eating a lot at Chef Duke's place.
Oh, post Saints game. I was at the last thing. Yeah, last week we were there, the week before.
Yeah. Weren't you at the tailgate this weekend?
I was, but I was done at 3 o'clock and I went home and fell asleep.
So, understand. Yeah, well, we went after to Sofia.
It was outstanding.
We spent the day of Arcadia.
Oh, wow. So you had a late night?
Not too late. So the afternoon of Arcadia, hit Sofia in the evening.
Right.
Came back home and worked. Been spending a lot of time at Dabs. I think you know that.
Dabs is good, dude. I haven't been yet. It's Duke and Cicero.
Meatball.
The new one.
It's good. People that haven't been to Dabs, you got to make it to Dabs. You know what? Barcadia is another one for bar food.
Yes.
Bar food really at Barcadia.
I've never been for the actual food. I've always went
well,
for
no, you go there
the
for the nightlife.
Yeah.
The ladies.
Of course.
The drinks. And then if you're hungry, they have very good food. Hmm. You know, so.
Yeah. The chicken sandwich, you know, those chicken sandwich wars going on. I had the chicken sandwich, and it's a good one.
Who had a chicken sandwich?
Everybody has a chicken sandwich now.
We're tossing our hat in the ring this week for the chicken sandwich.
I'm already in, brother. You're way behind. Time to go to another break. Thanks for calling, Mike. Really appreciate
bye-bye.
It. You're listening to Chef Scotty Craig and Chef Connor Mullins filling in for the food legend himself on WWL HD2 105.3. Call in 260-6368. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Chef Scotty Craig and Chef Connor Mullins filling in for Tom today. Call in number 260-6368. You can call in, talk about the weekend of sports, which was high and low. Even my privateers lost Saturday night. Yeah, they were playing on the road. Tough team. Connor and I were just talking about steak nights and how, you know, in the past, I remember when we first opened Katie's, when we first bought Katie's, this is 1993, man. We used to do a steak night, $5.95 for a filet. It might have been $4.95, but I'm thinking it was $5.95. And, you know, and the idea is to get people to come in. You buy a cheap steak.
Right.
And you get people to come in and drink.
Right.
You know? And Connor just asked me, we were talking about, I was talking to Jimmy Capella, who is our new partner at Bienvenue, is running Bienvenue now because I simply don't have time to be going out there enough. And, you know, but he's doing a phenomenal job. Guys, if you haven't been to Bienvenue lately, go back now. It's a different place. You know, we're Jimmy and I talk about the menu every week. We've got some really great chefs there. One of them is Chef Nick LeCicero of Chef Duke LeCicero fame. He's outstanding. Things are doing really well. But we're talking about doing a steak night there. You know, and the problem with me, dude, we do one at Katie's. We do it on Wednesday night. We've always done it on Wednesday night since we opened. But what I've done now is gone to $34, but you get a prime hand-cut filet, New York strip, or ribeye with a baked potato which is coated in salt and olive oil before we bake it. And then it's stuffed, and you get a salad with it for $34. It's the best deal in town.
You can't beat that.
So we're talking about doing one at Bienvenue.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to keep the price down at Bienvenue.
Of course.
Because, you know, and Harry Ann and Connor and I talk about this all the time. Harry Ann's a little bit different market, and I understand that. It's not mid-city New Orleans. And so we're trying to figure out what to do. You know, we could do a choice steak. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm not going to do a select steak. You know, it's just too hit and miss.
Yeah.
Select, for you guys that don't understand, prime is the best, choice is next. And, you know, choice is like a hand-picked cow,
right.
Hand-picked beef. And select is kind of what's left over. And you take a chance when you do select. It's hit and miss. And, you know, no matter what we charge, I don't want to give you, and Connor would feel the same way, because, you know, what we want to give you is not going to be guaranteed,
right,
the product that we want on the table. And Connor has experience in the business. How long Jaya's been open now?
About a year and a half now.
Okay, he's been open a year and a half. Well, I can't believe I've been missing it for that long. Food's flying. Great, guys. Out on Hickory. What's the address?
2317 Hickory Avenue.
Guys,
Hickory Street.
It's breakfast and lunch, right?
7 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday brunch from 8 to noon.
And what Connor does is he hand selects a menu every day, and you have a couple of things that you do every day.
Yeah, so like Tuesday I'll always do barbecue brisket. So like for instance this week, Tuesday we'll do barbecue brisket with cheddar baked potatoes and baked beans, and we're doing spaghetti and meatballs. The meatballs have pork, veal, and beef in them.
So do mine.
You can't beat that.
No.
And then Wednesday we're having lasagna. We're also having, we're calling it the Dada's chicken sandwich. It's going to be jalapeno ranch, tiger pickles, and on a brioche.
What's the batter?
It's just flour.
Flour.
Just flour, wink,
just
wink.
Flour, wink, wink. We don't give away our secrets in the chef
world. Not for fried
world.
Chicken. No. And then we're doing it on a Dong Fong brioche bun.
Dong Fong's really, really good.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
But you know what happened? I started to use Dong Fong at the deli.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really close friends with Jason Gendusa of uh-huh. the finest French bread in New Orleans. I know you have a lot of Leidenheimer guys out there. I know. You know, in the 25 years that I've been open, I've had like five people come to me and say, why don't you use Leidenheimer? And I'm like, because I don't. I don't like it. I like Gendusa. It's awesome. Well, Jason was like, dude, I can make you 12-inch.
Yeah.
You know, because I want, you know, I like right. the way Dong Fong comes. They come in 12-inch, right. and they're phenomenal. They are. Except for Tuesdays, they don't deliver. That's their day of Sabbath, whatever.
Right.
And so Jason said, I can make those for you. And, man, they're just as good.
History.
Well,
we use Dong Fong for a couple of things. We use
they're
it
good.
For our bread pudding,
mm-hmm.
which
very
is
good.
And then we also use it for our French toast. We deep fry it. And the outside gets nice and crispy.
We don't deep fry in New Orleans.
Huh. We deep fry pretty
isn't
much.
It great?
Oh, man.
I love deep fried French toast. You better not try to serve me that tomorrow.
No, I can't. You said you're better not going to have any.
I'm trying, man.
And then Thursday is our fried chicken day. We're also doing Salisbury steak with garlic mash. And then Friday we're doing chicken and dumplings and stuffed eggplant with a crawfish queso on top.
Wow.
And each day we do like a platter and then a salad. But, I mean, if you're going to come to Yaya's and get a salad, then you might as well.
I may have to tomorrow. Dave Motter does.
That's very true.
You know.
He always gets one to go, though.
So people ask me where I go eat.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. I go to Yaya's. That's one of them. And it's been for like a couple of months now, I guess.
Every Tuesday.
I've been there. I've missed a couple because I couldn't go to lunch with Dave. But Dave and I eat there basically every Tuesday now. So if you're looking for me around 1:30 on Tuesday, we're there till close, hanging out, eating, enjoying great food. I love food, man. And I barely drink. Barely. And I weigh this much. This is all food. Hard work. Last night, 8:30, I wake up from my long nap after mm-hmm. working. Guess where I'll go? Shake Shack!
How was it?
It was really good. Have you ever had frozen custard?
Of course.
Okay. frozen custard's a big St. Louis thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, since I've been going up to St. Louis now for, you know, 15 or so years plus, we go to Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. Uh-huh. And, I mean, the stuff is just to die for. It's ice cream with egg in it, basically. That's what custard is. So imagine how rich it is. Oof. It's so good. So the guy that owns Shake Shack and started it, I think, in New York, is from St. Louis. So he does frozen custard. So I had to have one of those, too.
Of course, yeah.
It was, it's like double chocolate. It's really good.
I'm going to go get really over there after
it's really
this.
Good. The burger is really, really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, really good. But, I mean, there's so many good burgers out there right now. You have Atomic. You've
Atomic
got
is good.
Moo-Yah's. Yeah, it's good. You've got Moo-Yah's. You've got Company Burger.
Burger's also very good.
There's like there's a bunch of good ones out
there. Pharmacy. I hear. I keep hearing.
I haven't been, man.
Neither have I.
I haven't been.
But people,
you know, you got nights at least.
I mean,
some of us have to work at night. No, not really, but you know. You know, and also that's going back to having a great team. You know, I get off nights.
That's nice.
I am starting my new podcast tonight, which I thought that's what you were talking about this morning. I've been kind of busy. Anyway. You know, kids, funny story. Well, no, I'll tell you later. Anyway, I'm doing a sports and food podcast, which we'll have online. And, you know, I'm really trying to figure out how all this works. But I'm doing it with Mike Fazand, father of Sean Fazand of Fox 8, who's the sports director at Fox 8. I think he's a sports director. But he's unbelievable. He's like the finest sports department in the city. And, you know, we'll have a lot to talk about because, you know, we had the high of LSU and how great that was, man. Just how great that was. I know this is a food show, y'all, but LSU beating Alabama and slaying the dragon. I mean, I have been so tired of getting beat by Nick Saban. I love LSU. You know, I only went there for a year. Yeah. I finished at UNO. I'm a privateer at heart, but I still love the LSU Tiger football program.
Right.
I could care less about baseball and basketball because I'm a UNO fan. But the football program, you know, is near and dear to my heart. And that was really, really cool to watch them finally slay the dragon.
It was a really good game overall.
Oh, it was a great game. It was a great game. I think Alabama caught LSU off guard on, you know, like the punt return.
Yeah.
The only way that was a touchdown is because he had to reverse field because he got grabbed by the face mask and flipped around. Had he gone the way he was supposed to go, that's not a touchdown in all probability. You know, the touchdown up the sidelines when Stingley was looking at the sideline, he was looking at one of the coaches or something that was a planned play by Saban because Tua was looking to the Alabama sideline, which made them look to the LSU sideline like they were changing the play, and he immediately called the play, and receiver ran right past him, touchdown, boom. It was shady as all get up, but genius. And then the last touchdown was, you know, they were in a bad defense. So I think they had to do it all over again. It'd be a little bit easier on a neutral field.
I see them playing again.
I do too, because of politics in Alabama. Because
they're four.
What's
right
the word
the
I'm looking for?
Say.
Yeah, but we're going to see what happens in the playoff poll. But yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? Alabama, like not politics, but you know they give Alabama every break in the world. So I'm sure they're going to end up in LSU at number one is going to have to play number four, which will be Alabama, and we'll play them on a neutral field, which will be so awesome because on a neutral field we're a better team. We were better in their own stadium.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, but you know, let's get back to culinary. The culinary scene in Tuscaloosa is a joke.
Without a doubt.
They have no food. Mm-mm. I've been there a couple of times, and it's just laughable. I mean, it's bar food everywhere, basically. Yes, I'm picking on you, Alabama people, because it's so much fun watching your faces Saturday. It was so awesome. It made me, and we'll go back to food, it made me want to eat more. Because I was happy.
Right.
Trying to keep this a food show. But anyway, it was just a great weekend in that regard. You know, we all had a great time Saturday night. And then Sunday came along.
Made me want to eat more.
They will be fine. I have friends that work for the organization, you know, and he, one of them said, Scott, that'll never happen again. It was just one of those games. And I keep telling everyone from last year, the world champions last year, the New England Patriots, lost to the worst team in the league, the Miami Dolphins last year, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. So
that is very true.
So
I mean, you're going to have those games, though. So
yep. Not every, but don't freak out, everyone. The Saints will be fine.
So will the Tigers.
So, the Harahan food scene. We have us, Bienvenue. We have Yaya.
Oak Oven.
We have Oak Oven, which is very, very popular.
Smoked.
We have Smoke, which is off the chain.
Yes, it is.
Best barbecue in New Orleans, guys. It's worth the drive out to Harahan to try Smoked.
It's very small. It only seats what, like?
It's very small.
12?
They might have six tables.
Then they got Seethers,
but
Jason.
And Seethers is outstanding. Jason's very cool.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a really cool menu in there. Maureen and Steve Mock, the owners of Smoked, and they're all, one of them's always there.
Yeah.
I think Steve works in the morning because he does all the smoking.
Right.
And then Maureen runs it in the afternoon. But, I mean, they're extremely nice people. They frequent both of our places.
Yeah.
They do support Harahan in a big way. It's Harahan's just a small town.
It's unique.
Look, it is very unique, very cool people, same as River Ridge.
Right.
I've always kind of...
It's kind of the same.
I might get cursed out for this by people out there, but I've always thought it was kind of the same thing. You know, I don't know if... I don't know how they feel about that. You know, sometimes it's like saying that, you know, the West Bank and the East Bank are the same thing. I don't know, man. But, I mean, they're all very nice people. We're just trying to figure out what makes them tick, man.
Yeah.
What do you like? Great mayor.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's awesome. It's cool out there, man.
Yeah. They got
You've lived out there all your life, haven't you?
Yeah, they got a lot of good places. They got
Oak Oven, which I've been to, and it's very good. Yeah.
Very good Italian.
I like the Alfredo.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's just... For me, we hardly ate out as a family. We mostly did comfort food, which that's
right.
The premise of my whole restaurant. And, you know, a lot of the recipes that we use for our menu are the same recipes that I grew up on.
That's what makes them so great.
Right.
And your experience with the legend Frank Brightson has helped you. He truly is. Of course, I've never worked with him, and I've never worked with anybody, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working for myself since 1989, and to me, it's kind of unfair.
Right.
Because I've never been able to work with any of these great legends, you know?
Right.
And you know, I wish someone, you know, I owned a bar through the 90s, and I bought Katie's back in 93, and you know, I had a partner at Katie's that was a great cook, you know, and I just wasn't focused on it like I should have been. You know, and
mm-hmm.
but I've learned on my own, and you know, I picked up, you know, like Miss Leah when I was a kid, and you know, I knew her, and I grew up in a Creole neighborhood where I learned how to pot cook from friends' moms,
right?
You know, and that's I learned how to cook at home. My mom, unfortunately, wasn't the best cook in the world. She's from Indianapolis. My family's from Indianapolis,
right?
You know, I was born and raised here, but I didn't have that. So
yeah, I mean, it's with chef, you just learned.
Everything.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was more about, you know, the passion, show it through your food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to do day in, day out with every single meal, every single dish. I just like, you know, I've always said to myself, if I open up my own place, I would do it to open a kitchen so I can conversate with people. Because, like, I want to know what you think. But sometimes...
It's real important.
Yeah, sometimes it kind of backfires on me a little bit because, you know, you can't please everybody, but...
Listen.
Right. And yeah,
I take it as corrective criticism.
Right.
It depends on the way it's presented.
Without a doubt.
And I do the same thing with Yelp. Or, you know,
man,
hopefully it's just on our... Sometimes I like the negativity on our Facebook page so that we can correct it within.
Right.
But when they Yelp, I respond and I say my exact... Every time.
Yeah.
We really appreciate corrective criticism. but I can't fix sucked.
Right.
When, if everybody listening out there, when you do a Yelp, could you please elaborate on what was wrong and not just use the overall
it's terrible
derogatory term of sucked? It doesn't help us in any way. If you really care about our restaurants and you want us to improve, help us, because I do listen to that.
Right. No, of course.
I respect customer feedback. I do. But, you know, and don't lie either, you know, because I go up to a table, man, I can look you right in the eye and tell whether you really liked it, it was just okay, or it sucked.
Right.
And if I get that look, I'm going to ask, come on. You're not telling me the truth.
You won't hurt my feelings.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Let as long as you don't lie. Exactly. Just be honest.
Let me fix this.
Right.
Let me fix it. You know, this means a lot to me. That's why I'm standing here.
My thing is like, if I ever had a problem, and this is just me, if I ever had a problem at the restaurant that I am eating at, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to go home and type this paragraph out on Yelp.
Nope.
But that's just me.
There's a problem with that and with what we do, Connor. And some people take that from guys like you and me that are in the business and, you know, and we have experience. Oh, he thinks he knows everything. He thinks he knows everything. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell me what's wrong with my food. All you're trying to do is help.
Yeah.
So I kind of keep that wrapped up unless I know somebody there.
Right.
And then I'm going to tell them. Right. We'll say, hey, bro, look, this is what was great. This is what was not.
For instance.
And they'll agree.
For instance, we went to a place, remain nameless.
Of course.
We were eating. Everybody's food was cold. Pulled the waiter to the side. Said, hey, man, my food's cold. He was like, he kind of gave me a look like he didn't believe me. Took my plate. I said, feel my bone. Got the veal shank. Ice cold. I said, you might want to tell him to leave it in there for about 10 more minutes.
Oh, he's going to tell me how to cook it.
Went back, told the guy 10 more minutes, sent me a new one out. I said, it's perfect. Because, I mean, I know what you're doing. I know how to do veal shank.
Exactly, exactly.
You're cooking it, cooling it down, and
but
then
what about the
it.
Other five people at your table?
They pretty, I mean, my mom's tuna was cold. I couldn't. You just waited too long on that. I'm sorry. But everybody else got the veal shank. Because, I mean, it was, yeah, I think I forgot.
You can't fix tuna because you're going to cook it too long.
Right. But,
you know.
And I felt bad. I was
were
like,
they busy?
No.
Wasn't busy.
I think he was just trying, new menu, trying to get the kinks out, which, dude, I'm just trying to help you out. Look, I'm the first guy
there.
Oh,
he was new?
I think.
They weren't open long?
No, they were open. I think this restaurant's been open for a while.
For a while, okay.
But I think it was the guy cooking was new.
Because before you came in, I was talking about Tom and why he's such a great food critic. Uh-huh. And, you know, the great food critics will not, in my opinion, Tom has a rule, mm-hmm. 6 months for a restaurant to be open. Yeah. If you haven't gotten your together in six months, then you're probably not going to get it together.
Right.
But he'll wait 6 months to do a review. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just think that's first class.
But
we'll get back to that. We're going to go to a break. This is Chef Scotty Craig with Chef Connor Mullins filling in for Tom on WWL HD2 105.3. Call in 260-6368.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.